Assalamu alaikum. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during Hajj, underline the word Hajj, was with his cousin Al-Fadl ibn al-Abbas, may Allah be pleased by him, when a young woman, may Allah be pleased by her, came to ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a question. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was done answering the young woman's question, he noticed that Al-Fadl followed that young woman with his sight. He was looking at her. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gently tilted the neck of Al-Fadl away from looking at the young woman. When Al-Fadl's father Al-Abbas, may Allah be pleased by him, noticed that, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Why did you tilt the neck of your cousin like that?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ra'aytu shabban wa shabba." I saw a young man and a young woman. فَلَمْ آمَنِ الشَّيْطَانَ عَلَيْهِمَا. And I do not trust the shaitan. I do not trust the devil. I am concerned of the damage he may cause to the both of them, the brother and the sister. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was worried about the impact of the shaitan during Hajj towards the companions around the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what about us on campus? What about in the mall? What about on social media? And even what about in the masjid? May Allah protect us all from the shaitan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the moment a woman goes out, istashrafaha ash-shaytan. The devil comes and approaches her. He camps around her. What does he do? He attacks from that base, both the man and the woman. As for his attack on the man, there are so many on both men and women. But one of the highlights here is to attack the man and make him try to see the woman as sexually attractive. He does not want the man to look into her character and deen. No, just look at her as a sexual object. May Allah protect us. As for the devil's attack on the woman, the shaitan tries to make the woman concerned of how attractive she is to the man. As Ibn Mas'ud said in an authentic narration, that the shaitan says to the woman, إِنَّكِ لَا تَمُرِّنَّ بِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا أَعْجَبْتِهِ. You better dress, look, talk, walk to impress. We seek Allah's protection from the shaitan. Allah commanded the brothers, clearly in the Quran, Allah commanded the brothers, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. And Allah commanded the sisters, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ. Tell the believing men and tell the believing women to do what? To lower some of their sight. Avoid looking at the opposite gender with desire. And a man and a woman should not look at each other's awra, private parts as defined in Islam, even if there was no desire, because that's awra now. This includes even if the awra was covered with very tight clothing. Asma, the daughter of Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased by Asma and her father. Asma, the woman who prepared the ride of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for immigration, was once gifted clothing, and she started feeling the material. Afterwards, she stated that she cannot accept the gift. They told her why. The clothes are not see-through or something like that. She said, it might not be see-through, but it's very tight and descriptive to the body. This was an attitude of someone who does not care about the blaming of the people, rather cared about Allah. May Allah protect us all. The second and last means of protection from shaitan to share with you when it comes to gender relations is to avoid meeting in private. And it doesn't matter if the guy is a sheikh, mufti, some sort of a very nice guy or girl. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَلَا لَا يَخْلُوَنَّ رَجُلٌ بِمْرَأَةٍ. Never is a man and a woman alone with one another, إِلَّا كَانَ ثَالِثَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ, except that the devil was the third, was in that gathering. Brothers and sisters, a man and a woman in a situation like that is like they have locked themselves up with the devil and gave him full access. The shaitan would read the body language of the man and the woman, then customize his whispers to them accordingly, step by step. He has all the time in the world. All of that to break every boundary Allah has placed between men and women. So be aware of the steps of shaitan. It starts with checking the other person's profile picture, for example, then timeline, then sliding in the DM until they meet behind closed doors, away from the sight of people. But remember, none of us will ever be away from the sight of Allah. And if we let our guard down, we don't take this serious, and fall for the tricks of shaitan, of fahisha, filth and immodesty, and all that spreads, then as the Prophet ﷺ said, never does immodesty and lack of chastity spreads in a society except that plagues and diseases, pain and sicknesses that were never known before will be spreading amongst them. May Allah protect us and forgive us all. Feel free to share this video for others to benefit. Wassalamu alaikum.